with all thine offerings, thou shalt offer salt. At birth she lay unsalted, unwashed upon the ground. No hand had claimed or swaddled her, no human mercy found. Then the Lord passed beside her and said unto her, live. He washed and clothed and claimed her, the covenant was his to give. I entered into covenant and thou becamest mine. He took abandoned Israel and marked her with his sign, set apart to bear his name. From him the covenant came. Upon each holy offering, the salt must not be spared. The salt of the covenant must never be impaired. To Aaron and his children, the holy things were given. A covenant of salt forever before the Lord was sealed. Then Abijah stood before the tribes and testified again. The kingdom over Israel was David's and his sons, not granted by man's choosing nor established by the sword. By covenant of salt the throne was ordered by the Lord. The salt was on the altar, the salt was on the throne. A covenant forever to a people called his own. Then Christ stood on the mountain, the ancient charge went forth. Ye are the light of the world, ye are the salt of the earth. This was no harmless compliment, no figure lightly cast. It named a royal priesthood and joined them to their past. Preserve the heavenly doctrine, keep holy things from stain. Distinguish clean from unclean and let righteous judgment reign. A people and a land, the law, the throne, the king. The scattered seed of Jacob was charged to guard these things. Through Saxon, Celtic, German lands, Scandinavia too. The gospel traveled westward, the covenant witness grew. But salt may keep its outward form when savors leached away. The whitened grainy residue still bears the name today. Foreign matter enters slowly, the active strength is drawn. The substance meant to stop decay looks whole, but salt is gone. So churches kept their steeples, their pulpits, crowds, and creeds, while heavenly doctrine was exchanged for what the world now believes. They ceased to guard the holy, to judge the right from wrong. The form of covenant remained, the preserving power was gone. The salt was on the altar, the salt was on the throne. A covenant forever to a people called his own. Then Christ stood on the mountain, the warning thundered forth. If salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Present your bodies living, a sacrifice to God. The fire removes the foreign things and proves the salt within. Have salt in yourselves, he said. Let covenant truth remain. The fire does not destroy the salt. It burns away the stain. Salt is the inward soundness. Light makes the darkness known. The city on the mountain displays the kingdom throne. The salt, the light. The city together stand as one. When savor dies, the light is veiled, and righteous rule is gone. Christ did not call his people the sugar of the earth to make corruption comfortable and flatter what is cursed. Salt preserves what still is sound and kills what brings decay. It does not ask permission to withstand the evil day. The salt was on the altar, the salt was on the throne. A covenant forever to a people called his own. Now the Lord still speaks the warning. Let every watchman hear. Salt without savor is cast out, trodden underfoot of men. So keep the salt within you. Let light and truth go forth. Let the city show his order. Be the salt of the earth. Preserve what he entrusted. Let covenant power remain. Pass through the fire still salty, uncorrupted without stain. Salt is good. A people may bear the covenant name and keep religious form without power. That is salt with the savor taken out. Have salt in yourselves. Be the salt.